Hey folks, Dan Ferro here with your closing bell for March 12th, 2025. So in today's video, what we're going to talk about is the CPI number. The inflation number just came out and it came in lower than expected. And then people are saying, Dan, you said if it came in lower, mortgage rates would go lower. Well, there's more that's behind the scenes that we're going to talk about in today's video. Yes, we got the CPI number that came in cooler than expected. Also got some other numbers that weren't so pleasing, I guess I'll put it that way. The deficit in 1 month. The 1 month government deficit is $1 trillion. Yeah, I said that right. $1 trillion in national debt in 1 month. Okay. So yes, if you believe in Doge, you don't believe in Doge, something needs to happen to kind of stop this from happening. You know, this is our national debt. Can it at least slow down? I would love just a balanced budget, but that's all. I'll get off on that rant. Okay, so that's what we're seeing through that part right there. The equity markets across the board, well, let's say though, they're okay. We got the VIX coming down, but we also see mortgage bonds just flat. And so why didn't these improve throughout the day with the consumer inflation number? Let's get to it. My name is Dan Ferro, where I do this report actually twice a day. I do the morning update to let you guys know what the markets are doing then and then the conclusion of why what happened. But my focus is on real estate. Actually, a loan officer licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. Our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? Well, I'm going to give you all that information at the end of this video. So let's get over to what happened today. So consumer inflation came in and it came in actually lower than expected. Get to some of these numbers here in a second. So when that came out, it was like, okay, the markets, how are they going to react to this? And then other data start coming in, the deficit budgets come in. Such like that. But I want to go over to why the budget is so important in the deficit. So let's get over to a report over at CNBC. When we come back, I'm going to show you how actually improved the consumer inflation numbers came in. So why haven't rates moved? Well, let's get to this first. Then we come back, I'm going to show you the economic calendar for the day, how the markets, you know, everything that came in today. There was also a bond auction. And then we're also going to look at the data coming in tomorrow. That's going to be huge data. So, but first off, let's get over to see how the deficit's handling all this news.
We've got some breaking news on Treasury data with Megan Casella in D.C. Megan.
Hey, Brian. So for all the talk in Washington recently of cutting federal spending, we have yet to see any of that show up in the official data. Treasury's latest statement shows that overall spending hit a record high for the month of February, and spending and the overall deficit are both now at all-time highs for the first 5 months of the fiscal year. So the deficit today is about 17% bigger than it was this time last year, and that's due to spending up at nearly every agency. One of the biggest drivers is the growing cost of interest on the debt. We've spent almost $500 million on interest so far this fiscal year. Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, they are all spending more, both because they have more beneficiaries than ever and because of the higher cost of living. Defense spending, that one was also up across the board. And guys, the Treasury official was asked specifically whether they were seeing any impact yet of the DOGE effort to cut spending. They told reporters that one of the only areas seeing spending decline as of February was the Department of Education, which had spent $6 billion less than the same month a year ago because of lower spending on elementary and secondary education. We might see more impact in future months, but for now, one of the only areas so far of real impact. Guys.
So is it fair to say, Megan, that there was a big burst of spending to end last fiscal year, that we had a lot of spending. And so we're not seeing any cuts so far in the data.
That's right. So this is the first 5 months of the fiscal year. That's the end of the Biden administration and the beginning of this one. But spending is at an all-time high for those 5 months, but also for the month of February. It's the highest it's ever been for the month of February. So it's not just that we can blame all of this on the Biden administration. And again, there could be cuts in the future. They did acknowledge March, April, we might see more on the cut side. We also might see more on the tariff side. We're not seeing much of that yet. For now, we're still just seeing a whole lot of spending carrying through the early part of this administration.
So that's the concern everybody has now. So a lot of this data hasn't moved into the inflationary data. So here's what I want to talk to you about. Right now, let's go over to the economic calendar that we had. Okay, so far this week, we had just data on the JOLT index. This is job openings and labor transfers. That came in basically at point. And today, we had consumer inflation. And I said yesterday, you know, if this thing doesn't come in at one point, you know, you're going to see the markets react bad. If this is, goes up, markets are going to react real bad. If this goes down, the market should celebrate this. And so why didn't it happen? Because a lot of this other data on the budgets and everything else came out. We did have some good news on the front right through here. This is another 10-year auction of U.S. Treasuries. Again, they said, you know, how they said there's $1 trillion worth of excess spending each month. Well, they fund that. All these. Okay, so the good news here is, though, look at the rates coming down. So yesterday we saw, it was in yesterday's reporting, rates on the 3-year treasury went down 40 basis points. The 10-year treasury sold off today, and last sell was 4.63. It came down to 4.31, so 30 basis points off that. Nice reprieve. So rates are coming down in general because there's not as much debt, or there's not going to be as much debt out there in the future. So that's what the projections are. So now what we're going to get tomorrow is initial jobless claims and the producer inflation. This is huge importance tomorrow. Is initial jobless claims is going to give it the strength of the economy in the employment numbers. And this is going to tell us where the inflation starts, the producer side. Okay, so how's producer inflation going? Are a lot of things baked into this or not? This number is going to be a wild ride probably over the next few months. So I'm interested to see how this comes in tomorrow and how markets react to that. And then we also tomorrow have a 30-year auction coming out. So that's also going to be how much debt's out there and so forth. So this is all in what's happening behind the scenes right now. So the markets, that's why you're seeing the markets basically flat, even over after we have a good CPI reading because of everything else. So I'll say this is a flat market compared to where we've been. And this is also telling you why the MBS market or the bond market's flat. It's waiting for that data to come in tomorrow that's really important to it. I'll be coming out tomorrow morning, the opening bell, to let you guys know how this comes out. Both these numbers will be out at 8:30. I'll probably have a live video out after that within about a half hour or so. So stay tuned for that. Don't miss that event that we have coming up there. Let's go over to the CME FedWatch tool. This is actually telling us in 6 days, what's the Fed expected to do? Well, it's staying steady rate. Well, it's down right. Refresh this and see if it'll work now. Should work in 6 days. What's the Fed going to do? Okay, there's a 97% chance they're not going to do nothing. They're not going to do anything. I'll put it that way. That's better English. But you know, I'm going to say there's a 100% chance they're not going to do anything. So that's the take on that piece. Now let's get to me, who I am, what do I do? So first off, please do this. And I had three people today we pulled credit on, and they both, all three or two of the three, called me and said, Dan, why didn't I listen to you? I watch all the way to the end of your videos, but by the time you get to this piece, I kind of lose interest. So folks, if you're applying for a loan, for a home, stop. Just stop. Stop. You have to do this. It's a free service. Okay, what this is, it's not, I didn't create it. Did you sign up for the do not call list? Well, if you did, it's that simple. It's a free service. Here's what happens. They're called trigger leads. When I pull your credit, any bank or lender pulls your credit, if you're looking for a mortgage or a car loan, what happens is the credit agencies are going to sell your data. Okay. If you want to stop that from happening, you can sign up for this right here. It's simple. It's free. It's a government form. You'll just scroll down, click, put in your information. It's as simple as that. And then this should stop your data being sold. Trust me, you're gonna thank me in the long run. If you don't do it, you'll be calling me saying, Dan. So now, who am I and what's this one application, 130 bank thing? So here's what I do. Licensed loan officer in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I've been doing this for over 35 years and I loved it. Okay, what we're looking for is to help people basically from application keys in their hand, or if you're looking to refinance. I've been talking to so many people lately. They're looking to refinance and they're like, I have no clue even how to do this. I'd love to partner with you. Okay, so how do you do it? How do you reach out to me? Well, first off, how do we do the 130 thing? Well, I work at a federal bank that gives me the licensing to help anybody in the whole country. And then we have 30 other lenders that I can use their services, their rates, their programs, their everything. They even have, if they have a down payment assistance program, like two of them have, one's for $6,000 and one's for $4,500. And the nice thing about it is there's no adjustments to your rate and there's no lien. It's free money. So if you want to find out all these things that we could do for you, check us out. Just go to therateupdate.com. There's a couple different ways to reach out. You can put in your application right through here. Within 24 hours, I'm going to get you on the phone, answer any questions you have. We won't run your credits. Oh, we're just here to help you kick the tires, figure out, you know, what's a good scenario for you. And then once you decide, okay, this is good for me, we'll move forward. We'll pull your credit and start working from there. But if you want to schedule an appointment with me, you can do that right up through there as well. Just schedule a one-on-one consultation. We can reach us by phone as well. Just scroll down to the bottom of the website and you're going to find our 800 number right through there. It's 844-775-5626. Or you can reach me personally at dan@theRateUpdate.com. Please, if you have a question, send it to me. Let me, you know, outline what you're looking to do. Be more than happy to help you. Please include your phone number. I'd like to call you, go through any questions that you might have. If you just have a comment, go ahead and click that down below. But otherwise, if you haven't subscribed yet and you think you're getting some value out of my videos, I'd love for you to be a subscriber. You can do that right over there. So thanks for watching, folks. Hopefully we can help you if you're looking to buy that first house or maybe looking to refinance that first house, save some money. Check us out. Yeah. Have a great day. Can't wait to see you back here tomorrow morning at the opening bell to see how the inflation numbers come in and the market reactions are at that time. Thanks for watching, folks. Bye-bye.